Does sex affect fighting performance? Well, listen, this is a very popular question. I don't believe it does, to be honest with you. I think some people are like, some fighters are like, oh, I'm not gonna have sex for 2 months before, I'm not gonna have sex with my wife or girlfriend or whatever it is for 2 months before. I think that doesn't make any sense. Doesn't affect your fight. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Test it out. Does it affect your sparring? I mean, I think it's a bit of a myth because fighters would go out and look for women and spend nights up late and wasting their time and energy through the whole social process. That's a bad idea, in my opinion. However, the physical act itself, I don't think takes more than a few hours to recover. I wouldn't do it within the 24-hour, 48-hour window. I think you should get in the zone, just stay away from it. Not because there's a physical component, just because the mind, where's your mind right now? Your mind should be on your fight, cutting weight, etc. Plus, you're cutting weight, for goodness sake. Why would you, just leave the body, l give the body the minimum amount of things to do. Salam Firas, what's the best way to avoid staph? Great question. Okay, I'm not an expert on staph, but I've seen it lots. Number one, okay, I've talked to the doctors in my gym. They're like, look, number one, quite unanimously, they'll tell you this: shower right after practice. Like, shower right after practice as soon as possible. That's what they tell me. Okay, and they also tell me cover your skin if you can. Why? Because when you're rolling, your skin is breaking up, those little scratches and little things you won't notice. Your skin is broken down a little bit. It could be just because you have dry skin or whatever. Once the skin is a little bit broken, there's a wound of some type, even though it's microscopic or whatnot, things can get in there. And staph is everywhere. Germs are everywhere. Okay, you cannot sanitize your gym to 100%. There's always going to be a little bit of germ. Okay, so obviously we want to sanitize the gym. We want to shower after practice. We want to make sure that we have we're covering our skin as much as possible. And if you see a staph, you got to treat it right away. You got to go see a doctor. You got to get treatment right away. Don't let it grow. Don't let it, if you see something mysterious on your skin, don't wait. Don't wait a month or two to go see a doctor. Me personally, what I do, if I have something on my skin, I take a picture of it. I send it to my doctor. I know him personally. They're my students. They tell me, this is staph or this is not staph. I rarely get staph. I've gotten it. I've definitely gotten it in the past. I rarely get staph. I get ringworm every so often. It happens. There's just, how many hours of the year are we rolling on the mat? It's gonna happen. Okay, so I don't wear long pants and I don't wear long sleeves. I used to, and I sometimes still do. Sometimes, rarely. Okay, but I used to wear it all the time. I don't. I always wear a shirt and shorts. That's it. I think staph on your arms and staph on your legs can happen for sure. But it's like sh I we used to do a practice where we used to wrestle a few rounds and then we take our shirts off. Why? The reason why we took off our shirts is because we want to mimic the how slippery it gets in a fight. Because when you're really fighting an MMA in the later rounds, it can get ridiculously difficult to control a sweaty opponent. So we want to mimic that in practice. But the problem, we had to stop. Why? Because people are getting ringworm and staph. And the TriStar Gym, us, we mop the floors after every practice. We mop the mats after every practice. We have a germ solution that's made just for wrestling mats, and we mop the entire gym. I even put a camera in the gym. This is how serious it is, okay? I put a camera in the gym to make sure that the employees mop the mats after practice. So periodically, the manager of the gym will check if they mopped it properly, okay? So he'll put it in fast forward. He'll make sure that the whole mat surface has been mopped. The guy didn't miss the octagon. He didn't miss a corner. He didn't just do halfway. That's how serious we take it at the gym. Why? Because if somebody gets staff, boom, it's wildfire. If somebody in the gym gets staff, it's very important that person doesn't wrestle or sweat on the mats. Stop wrestling. You can work out on the bag. You can do your weights. No skin. Your skin cannot touch anything in the gym. We have to what's it called? Quarantine you until you've healed. Okay, so this is very dangerous stuff because you could spread it, spread it, spread it, spread it, and this stuff can get out of control. It can. Okay, some people get hospitalized, some people need operations. I've never seen it that far in my guys, in my gym. Okay, I've never seen it go that far, but I've heard wrestling clubs or I've heard professional fighters, the staff got so bad, it was so vicious, it was so dangerous that he needed a surgery. Now we've had one or two guys need like real treatment, like they had to get like an IV and take it to the hospital and they had to get monitored. But a full-blown surgery, I don't think we've ever had that. I can't remember now, but I don't think we've ever had that. Gym owners, make sure your mats are mopped every single corner. Don't use Javex. Use the mat solutions. Buy a mat solutions from a real pro. I used to use Javex. what do you call that? Is it Javex? Yeah, it's Javex. I don't know if in America what they call it, but we call it Javex. I think we call it Javex. What is it? Bleach. You guys call it bleach, yeah? The thing is, it destroyed my mats. It just ate up my mats. So instead, we bought a solution. Now, most important thing, shower after practice. Okay, I got a bunch of...